Welcome to the comments from the Peanut Gallery podcast. It's been a beautiful spring, and we're almost on summer. And summertime fun, including sunshine, vacations, and lively libations. But for a lot of people out there, this also means the dreaded lease turnover, and it's time to move again. Here in Colorado, the rent market isn't getting any cheaper. So you might as well do yourself the favor and give my buddy DJ Smith with Keller Williams Realty a call at 719-369-4563 or shoot him an email at djsmith@kw.com. I'm being for real, ladies and gentlemen. If you're paying more than $1,000 a month in rent and have at least a 620 credit score, do yourself a favor, holler at my boy DJ, let him go to work finding the right house for you. That's 719-369-4563 or shoot him an email at djsmith@kw.com. The Wolf is here. The Lone Wolf Beard Company is Colorado's premium beard company offering 100% all-natural products to bearded beasts of all different shapes and sizes. Pick up your original scented product now and stand out from the pack. Because hey, let's be honest, you weren't meant to be in a pack, and you were brought in this world to stand out and leave a mark. So unleash the wolf within, howl at the moon, and conquer your goals. Leave a mark, be a wolf, and seize the day. That's the Lone Wolf Beard Company, Colorado's premium beard company offering 100% all-natural products. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the comments from the Peanut Gallery podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Kurtz. I'm here at Landau Performance in beautiful Denver, Colorado, alongside my man, Coach Augie AJ. How you doing today, Coach?
Man, I'm fantastic, man. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to come on the show.
For sure.
Absolutely. So, Coach, just real quick, so the people out there listening know, where can they follow you online?
You can, follow the Landau Performance Instagram page. That's huge. We do a lot of cool stuff that I think that's a lot of good input and things to look at for a lot of our athletes and for guys that are looking for some training, especially to take it to the next level. The Landau Performance page is huge, huge, huge. Mine is also Persistence. What is mine? Persistence 21 on Instagram. You can find me there. But definitely go follow that Landau Performance page.
Awesome. So, Coach, why don't you just kind of right away for the people out there listening, tell us what's been on the burner for you. What have you been working on lately?
Nothing. I mean, I should say nothing. A lot. We have the cool thing, at our facility, we have 22 coaches. With that, all of us have a wide variety of clients, from kids all the way up to pros. I was fortunate enough to be around Lauren Landau, who kind of mentored me. So I've been able to work with all sorts of populations because of that. So I currently have MMA fighters. I get to work with our combine athletes. I get to help out with our NFL athletes. And anything and everything between, which is fun.
That's incredible. You know, with that being said, you know, you mentioned Coach Landau specifically. That was one of the questions that I had in mind. What is it like to be a part of, you know, now the Denver Broncos strength and conditioning coach? What is a part of it, or what is it like to, you know, be a part of this culture of success that's one of the most highly sought after facilities in the country?
It is definitely a blessing, man. Like, Lauren built a machine. It's cool to see from my perspective. And when people come in, they know it's something different. You know, his processes that he put in place that all of our coaches kind of follow, and it's not even a, you know, we're not pulling teeth. It's a cool atmosphere. You can kind of see the guys, how we mesh. You know, it's not many facilities you can see 22 coaches mesh this way. And Lauren built it with the right people. Like, it's phenomenal what he's done. And the things that we can do, it is second to none, in my opinion.
That's incredible. You know, would you, just for some of the people out there listening that don't have a familiarity with the facility, who are some of the names that regularly stroll through the doors here at Landau Performance?
For discretionary, I can't quite give out those names. Yeah.
Okay.
But we do get a lot of local guys from a lot of teams and guys from all over the country with lots of sports. MMA, UFC, NLB, tennis, golf, swimming, all of the above. You know, we kind of touch on every little venue we can.
It's incredible to have people all across the board that come to one place to, you know, to be their best.
No, it's cool. And, you know, when I first got here, the coolest thing I thought was watching Lauren being able to train so many different athletes. You know, I'm like, how? You know, how can one guy teach or coach strength and conditioning for a UFC fighter and turn around and come do it for a tennis player? You know, it's phenomenal the things that we can do as a facility. It's phenomenal what he was able to kind of teach us through, man. Like I said, it's a cool ride.
It has to be a very, you know, constantly adapting environment too, you know, as much as all of the sports are always evolving and changing. Yeah. How important is it to you to stay up on all of those best practices?
It couldn't be more important, you know. What's great is all of our trainers know that as well. You know, we truly, truly try to stay ahead of the curve in terms of knowing what's up to date with research, knowing how to help guys get back from injury, helping to be on the prehab side as well, and just keeping guys functioning optimally. That's huge. That's our big thing. And if we could stay ahead of the curve on knowing what's trending in the industry and knowing what research is coming out, learning how to incorporate that into our training without excess. You know, we're very simplistic in the sense that we truly want our clients to understand how to do things exceptionally well. And that's through repetition. And that's how we build our robust athletes, we feel like.
That's awesome. You know, just to hear you talk about it as a comprehensive mix. Does that include everything along the lines of, like, nutrition support and diet, meal planning, all of that, in addition to the training for supplementation?
Definitely. As a facility, we have some partnerships that help out a lot with that. We use My Vision Nutrition for our nutrition. And we do refer out to a dietitian as well. Like I said, we try to get as much, you know, many hands on the pot as we can. And by no means do we feel like we know it all. So we use our resources and utilize our network. Through that, we have a pretty, pretty good team, in my opinion.
I feel like that's how the best organizations are out there, you know, having that network. Agreed. Of people all across the board that, you know, you may not be able to have that direct service or be able to fill that solution. Agreed. But you know somebody who can.
Agreed. Yeah, like I said, that was Lauren harps on us in terms of reputations are huge, reputations and relationships. And because of that, you know, he's has shared his network and understood how important it was for the longevity of the business. So I think that was a big, big, big component of why we're able to keep on doing what we're doing.
It's always a good thing to have that on board, you know. So you were a dual collegiate athlete yourself, and then were a professional athlete for a little bit with the Cincinnati Bengals. How has your experience through being at, you know, at an elite level through both two different sports, and then at a professional level for one? How does that help you with the coaching side of things to your athletes, having been there and done that yourself?
You know, I think it brings a unique aspect in the terms of I can empathize with a lot of athletes and going through that process. I mean, I went to mini camp with the Bengals, so it's like a 3-day tryout in essence. And that didn't pan out, and I played arena for a little bit, but I had to go through all those ups and downs and understanding that you got to keep going, you know. So I think to that degree, I can understand and empathize with a lot of athletes. Like, this process is hard. You know, becoming a professional athlete and trying to maintain being a professional athlete is even harder. You know, what was really, really cool when I was going through that process is I always had a place to come back to. You know, Lauren kind of made this a home for me, which was huge, to be able to come back and train. And he's created that culture, that atmosphere. So you see a lot of our athletes that leave for their season, they come back because they feel like this is a home. They feel like all our trainers, it's like family. You know, it's not... As you can look out right now, there's nobody out there throwing big weight and trying to one-up each other. Everybody's doing their own thing. Everybody's working hard, and everybody has their own goal, individual goal, which is cool. And meshes. Everybody can walk, and you can talk and say hi to anybody, and there's no big deal, which is such a cool, cool part of our facility.
It's got to make it fun to come to work every single day. Oh, man, yeah. Everybody gets along.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm thankful every day that I can come to work. You know, some guys kind of wake up on Monday morning not excited to go to work. I'm quite the opposite. I don't have to drag myself and get up here. You know, I'm excited and ready to go.
That's a great feeling. I feel like most people out there strive to find that sort of sort of situation. So that's a hats off to you for finding that.
I'm very fortunate. Like I said, I truly am thankful for Lauren, man. He was the one that kind of gave me the buzz, and because I thought about trading, because I was an economics major, and that didn't seem too appealing, you know. He kind of played the path.
Why.
Yeah, you know, and I've always been an athlete. I love being outside. I love coaching, and I'm fortunate to find somebody, you know, that has helped mentor me through this process, man. It's a game changer for me.
Would you feel like, you know, this kind of ties back to a conversation that I had with on the podcast a few weeks back with Chase Vaughn.
Yeah.
He said that basically, you know, he's transitioned from being an athlete by trade, but he's never really stopped being an athlete.
Yeah.
Do you feel the same way?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. You know, with the athlete, I feel like you're always trying to solve a puzzle. You know, how do I get open? How do I get this guy to move this way so I can go that way? You know, and the cool thing with coaching now, I'm doing that, but I'm not the actual doing the moving. I'm just now setting the pieces, you know. How can we set this athlete up for success? You know, how can we get them to be in the right position? How can we teach them how to get to the right position? All those, that's what I love doing. It's like a challenge. It's a mental challenge every day. Every hour is a different challenge, which I think is very important for myself, for sure.
Definitely can understand that. You know, with your line of work now, Coach, I mean, that being said, what is the biggest challenge that you face on a daily basis?
Ooh, good question. I think the biggest challenge is, and it's a good challenge to have, is figuring out how to motivate each individual I come across, because everybody's motivated differently. And I love that challenge. That's the hardest thing, though, because there's some guys who are like, I don't know, you know, how am I actually getting through to them? Am I figuring out, you know, their language, so to speak? So to me, that's a huge, huge challenge, and I love it, because once you crack that code, it's like, you know, you can do a whole lot with that athlete, and they trust you, and they trust the process, and it's such a cool feeling when they start to see that light bulb click, and it's like, oh, this guy, he is out for my best interest, and this is working, you know. So that's what's super, super rewarding. It's a great challenge as well.
I can imagine the reward there. You know, I did a little bit of coaching back in the day myself, high school level, but nonetheless, I can understand and totally relate that kind of light bulb clicking type of feeling. You know, that's the ultimate gratification past any compensation that I ever felt. Granted, I, you know, got paid peanuts for coaching high school.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of money in high school, that's for sure, but it's fun, you know.
Yeah. So you guys have a pretty top-notch facility. I mean, it's, I guess, you know, not top-notch, state-of-the-art facility here. I'm just kind of blown away when I walked in the doors seeing everything.
Yeah, it's a cool little hidden gem here in Centennial, which is, it helps us keep moving. The cool thing is we don't have anything, you know, crazy, so to say, sexy. You know, we have very, very functional items that we use over and over again. So we groove mechanics and groove movement patterns that we believe will last for the athletes for a long time, you know, if they buy in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can only imagine with that, you know, especially having the, you know, the return that you get from some of those things. Yeah. Coach Andrada down at Fast Pueblo showing me the those woodway treadmills.
Yeah.
Those things are incredible.
Those are fun. Yeah. I love those.
I can't say that I do too well on them. They almost hit my face every single time. Not that fast. So.
They're not too hard, but it's fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. A lot of great stuff to see here. A lot of great stuff to be had from those things there. So with you, you know, as an athlete yourself, Coach, track, football, everything across the board, who's your favorite athlete of all time?
My favorite athlete of all time? Ooh. I have a couple. My favorite athlete is probably Deion Sanders. I love Deion Sanders.
Is that why you're 21?
That was a big reason why I was 21. Okay. Prime time. Also, I did love Mike Tyson. I grew up with my dad watching Mike Tyson.
It's a great choice.
Seeing it, yeah. As explosive, fast, but so fluid. It's amazing to watch. Those are probably my top two, for sure.
I've asked that to a lot of people. I've never gotten Mike Tyson as the answer.
Yeah, interesting.
That's a very interesting answer. You know, that's an awesome one right there. And especially, you know, something huge for all the people out there listening, because a lot of our content is based off of boxing, MMA, combat sports, all that. Shout out to the boxers out there in Colorado listening for the gold gloves that's going on this week.
State championships.
Yep, got our, actually, for the comments from the Peanut Gallery show, our boxing correspondent, Hershey, he's fighting in the 152 tonight. So
real cool.
Shout out to Hershey.
Good luck, man.
So with you having a very, obviously, a diverse skill set, Coach, what's something that people might not know that you can do? You know, what's a skill that's kind of unique about you?
That's a good question. A skill that I can't play the piano.
Okay.
I think one skill, I mean, I do think it's a skill, and actually a lot of our coaches have the same skill, is the ability to repeat and show what we want our athletes to do. I think that's a very skillful thing that I can do. I feel like I can show everything that I want replicated.
I think that's got to be huge as an athlete.
Yeah.
I remember, I don't mean to be rude or disrespectful to some of my coaches from the past, but I remember, you have some guy with a 300-pound beer gut, and he's trying to tell you to move in a certain way, and it's
for
like,
sure.
Well, can you show me what I'm supposed to do?
Can you show it? Yeah. And, all of us can show what we want, and I think that's huge. It's huge buy-in, and again, it goes back to having empathy for that client as they're going through all those, like, okay, I don't get it. And we all understand how it feels to not get it, and we all understand how it feels to get it. So I think that's the biggest one, I would say.
I think that's got to help with your athletes buying into the process, too.
Without a doubt.
Just because if they can see, you know what? Coach isn't going to make me do anything that he can't do himself or hasn't gone through and done himself in that capacity.
For sure. For sure.
So, Coach, do you do any sort of, like seminars, special events, anything along those lines? I know some of the different trainers and coaches out there, they'll put up, camps or events or anything like that.
I personally don't. We, as a facility, Lauren had put on, we'd call it a phase one and phase two, where they would come, we'd have coaches from all over will come and kind of listen to Lauren's philosophy, and that's pretty much the foundation of our facility. That's going to be put on hold for a little bit, obviously, because Lauren has some stuff going on, but those are the biggest things. I personally don't at the moment, if anybody is welcome to come and train, come check it out.
Definitely, so just once again, so people are catching the conversation midway through, where can people check out the facility at?
At Landau Performance on Instagram. I believe it's the same thing on Facebook and on Twitter. My Instagram handle is Persistence21, same thing as Twitter. And my Facebook is Augustine AJ, AGYEI, or Augie for short.
Perfect. Make sure we had to spell that for, that for people out there listening there. I'm glad that I got that right on the first
one. I respect that. You got that.
Appreciate that. So, do you follow any of, the fitness figures out there? The Arnolds or any of those sorts of guys? Or, people within that sector of the industry, being that you train and all that as well?
Not necessarily that sector. I've been fortunate, again, being around Lauren, to meet some pretty good trainers. Derek Hansen's a good one to follow. Dan Paff is a great one to follow. Stuart McMillan with Altus is a good one to follow. Those guys are exceptional coaches in our field. Lauren being hired by the Broncos, I think a lot of people are going to start to see the shift in terms of analyzing movement and being able to truly, truly help a lot of these athletes. I think that's going to be huge. It's going to be great to watch in the next couple of upcoming years.
A lot of big things coming out of Landau Performance, so make sure everybody out there, you follow and you keep up to date as far as the big things that are going out. A lot of great stuff that's going on around here, making sure everybody is in their optimum condition.
Definitely.
So, Coach, just to kind of transition a little bit from that, what would you say, or what is a kind of life philosophy quote or anything like that you'd like to share with the people?
Ooh. I have one. It's right here. I've memorized. I don't know why. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't find it. But my biggest thing is persistence, as you see on my Instagram handle. It's one of those things, you never know when the chips are going to fall your way. A lot of people quit before that last door is open. You got to, especially in this field, you really got to be self-motivated, and you really have to want to be better every day. It's like, persistence is my thing.
It's a great note for the people out there listening, and make sure that you don't give up on yourself. Goals are something that's important to have in life. Embrace your struggle, because you know, that struggle is something that is an opportunity that you should take, you should take full advantage of.
Big time.
You know, especially, you have to take every day. I've gone through a fair amount of personal stuff through the last little bit. Every day is a blessing out there for everybody that has a chance to get out there and do what you do.
Truth.
Anything else that you want to kind of put out there for the people, or is there any interesting stories from your journey that you want to share?
Interesting stories. I've had some interesting ones, man. Like I said, I think the only thing I would share is especially if you start to be around athletes and training with athletes, is understand and have empathy for kind of the stuff that they truly have to go through. Trying to go for a dream that's not necessarily tangible at the moment is huge. It's hard to do. It's tough to do. The ups and downs of it. But if you understand that, have that athlete mentality kind of mindset in terms of attacking every day, because again, you don't know when your call is going to come, regardless of what sport it is or what industry it is. And you don't know when it's going to be your last call. I've been cut, and I've been cut again. I've been called. I don't have a specific stories off the top of my head, but I do know those are kind of the things that kind of shape who I am. It kind of gives me a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, but that's still how I attack life every day. You shouldn't shy away from it. You just got to kind of go all in.
Embrace the opportunity out there, Take every chance that you have.
Definitely.
Full head of steam.
Yep.
So, Coach, just once again, I want to make sure that people out there can know where to follow you. Can you hit us with that one more time before we break off?
Again, definitely go Lando Performance on Instagram and Twitter. And then Persistence21 on Instagram and Persistence21 on Twitter. And then on Facebook, Augustine, AGYEI. And then Lando Performance on Facebook as well. Follow that, you'll see all you need to see.
Thank you very much, Coach. I appreciate you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show and share some of your stories and what you got going on with all the people out there listening.
Perfect. Yeah, no, thanks for coming, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So, everybody out there, this is the Comments from the Peanut Gallery podcast. Make sure that you follow us online, www.galleriesofpeanuts.com. You can look us up on all social media platforms, on Instagram at Comments from the Peanut Gallery, on Twitter at Peanut Podcast, on Facebook at Peanut Sports. You could also stream us on all major platforms, like I say. That's Google, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, everywhere across the board. You'll be able to find us and find content from us. Thank you very much for listening. On the outro, we'll be playing Not So Quiet Storm from Colorado rock reggae group Beyond Bridges. Thank you guys very much for listening.
windows down. His headlights blazing as he heads towards her town. And the streetlights faded, and the air was so cold. Rise up on the hill was now by the stone. And he hears no voices as he walks all around. The house where she once lived had fallen to the ground. And he finds a letter, and he reads it aloud. He can only think of her as he crumbles to the ground. And when you go,